Good afternoon, this is Dana.
Hey Dana, this is Ruben in Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi Ruben, fine. I just hit send on an email off you too.
No worries, I'm sorry. It's been extremely busy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I know the word extremely busy. Did you get that credit?
I have to jump through a few hoops, but I think I can make it easier. So we're not actually a leasing company. I just want to make it smooth. The customer hasn't signed with us, by the way. So
yeah.
With all respect, I'm not going to jump through hoops until I get the customer's go ahead. And I'm sure you do the same, but, we have approved them. So here's the basic idea. We're not the customer on this transaction. It's a finance agreement. It's not a lease. So both the bill to and the ship to will be the customer. Now, the way that we work is this. We have a variety of different programs. We're not going to go into the whole spiel. Traditionally, on most transactions, we do what's called 50-50, which means, to keep everyone on the same page, we do 50% before shipment that we're advancing on the client's behalf, and 50% upon install. And that means that everyone has an incentive to get things wrapped up. Our rep, I'm just the underwriter, by the way, our rep doesn't get any payment. They don't get their reward until the customer has a full sign-off, by the way. So that's their incentive. Now, in terms of credit, we're fine normally advancing 50% down, not from the customer, but on their behalf. And if the vendor, you need more, then we can always find a solution. We can also give you a credit sheet, but we're not actually asking for credit because the bill to and ship to, the customer, is GWC. It's not us.
It is? Okay. All right. So I do not make the final decisions for corporate office out of St. Louis, Missouri. So our credit department is the one that if it doesn't, then you're just making a deposit payment on behalf of GWC Valve. That's fine. But when the product is delivered and in full, then how are we paid the balance?
We call the customer, confirm they're happy with it, and wire you the money.
And wire the balance.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, so we're not asking for, and I think, you know, you might want to call the customer and let them know we spoke and maybe get a, if you need any credit application for them, then I'll shoot them an email to them to fill it out. They should fill it out. But, I mean,
we have credit. I have them. They've been a customer of mine in the past. They've been doing business.
Oh, and they have credit with you?
They have, when I say credit, we're a national dealer.
Like net 30 terms, basically.
Yeah, you get terms, you get net 30, you know.
Okay,
they take 30. You guys are financing them monthly, right?
Correct, but we're paying you up front. So if you want any money before shipment, we can do that, as long as they're okay, we have them sign off on it. If you just want your money on delivery, that's fine as well. And we can issue you guys a purchase order, but I think in this case, we don't need a credit application because they're the customer. With a lot of leasing...
They are the customer, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that they have their funding, I want to make sure that they have their funding in place.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. I mean, I'm just waiting for their go-ahead, but I'm going to shoot them an email and just say, hey, look, I spoke to Deanna. I think in this case, you're already set up, so I don't imagine us needing terms. Just let me know what you want to move forward.
It's not you buying it from us. They're buying it from us. You're just giving them the money.
Correct. And he thought you guys wanted 50% down.
He's such a dingbat, man. GWC was merged or purchased or did something in Italy, and so I got Roberto. He's a struggle. He's funny, but it's hard. It's a challenge. Go ahead and tell Roberto what you're doing. I'm going to go to my corporate office and make sure that they understand because it's not a huge order, but it's a substantial enough order that we definitely need a deposit, and I want to make sure we know that they're going to be able to pay.
Gotcha.
On the net 15 terms that they're set up on.
So they're on net 15.
Yeah, I mean if they have payment in full. If we get deposit, we get 50% deposit, and the balance is net 15.
So you do need a deposit.
Yes, we do need deposit on special order. Absolutely.
And what's the deposit amount?
It's not a stock, stock order.
And what's the deposit amount?
It's anywhere from 30 to 50%.
All right, so I'm going to say, hey, I just went to Dana. I think they already have you set up for a deposit of 30 to 50% of the balance in net is net 15-day terms. You're going to check with your department is fine. Once she confirms, I think we should be good to go. Should be fine on that end. I do need to know.
It really is between you guys.
I will then check with my department to make sure it's fine. You guys are a pretty good big company, right?
Us? Indoc?
Yeah.
We're huge. We're national. Our competitor is probably like an Amazon. So if you want to pull up Indoc Corporate, and I can send you any information. Actually, I'll send that over to you too if you'd like. Our credit information, so you can have it on file. But yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Okay, so I just sent him an email. All right, I think we're fine. So out of curiosity, I just got your email. Who do you use for leasing and financing?
Well, we have actually Indoc Capital. We have a leasing company within Indoc.
Is it you guys, or is it a separate company?
It's a separate company, but it's run under our umbrella. Oh,
okay, so it's owned by you.
No, I don't know how to describe it honestly because I'm not that finance kind of person.
Okay. No problem.
But we do. I mean, we use multiple leasing companies. I mean, I can use whoever I want to use. My customers can use whoever they want to use, as long as Indoc's comfortable with them. I mean, I've used Marlin. I've used all kinds of. So.
Okay. So I can kind of give you. I have my own book of business here. I'm actually I've been here for 9.5 years, so I've got a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. Can I give you my pitch in 2 minutes or in 1 minute?
Sure.
I'm actually, you're talking to someone that is not a traditional salesperson that's going to give you a lot of garbage. I've been here for 9.5 years. I do a tremendous amount of business. You can go to our Google reviews and learn about me and what customers and vendors have to say about me. I do work with a lot of suppliers such as yourself. Most of my relationships are extremely personal in nature. That's how I built my book of business, not by, doing the whole corporate towing line. I don't know if this customer is going to move forward. This is not my deal. So it's a good approval, but, people shop around. But I think one of the things that I can kind of give you an idea is what can I do for you and help you make money. So you mentioned Marlin. I'm sure you worked with a variety of leasing companies, brokers, middlemen, and everything in between, correct? And middlewoman. Is that an accurate statement?
Yep.
So
actually, I don't as much as the customers do. I can present you to a customer. It's not something that I usually do. I leave that up to them.
Okay. So what makes us kind of special and how can we help them? Well, the vendors that I work with, they're very good references, and they basically got to the point where they got sick of being pitched. The deals that we look at are all over the place. I have customers that are very, very, very good credit, and at a point they should probably go to their local bank, down to a customer that has some credit issues and has some weird parts about its business, down to a complete scumbag. We lent all of them. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Small companies and big companies, you can't really pick and choose a deal, I think, in this environment. What makes me and Cardiff special is that we're an A through D lender. We can lend to people that have good credit, bad credit, new businesses, existing businesses, special situations with ownership. What are our rates? Well, we're competitive. So we always want to make sure we give a customer a competitive offer, but I have a very good understanding of the deal. And so instead of talking to your customer and shopping their deal all over town and trying to push a round peg through a square hole, within 2 hours and get your customer approved up to 150 grand, I don't ask for financials, just an application and 3 months bank statements. I can generally pay off fax copies with some rare exceptions. In this case, I actually need original documents, but 9 out of 10 times I can pay off fax documents. So it's a very quick turnaround. And I'm a pretty good sales rep. I know what customers need, why they're getting equipment, and what makes sense. I don't attack everything just from the lowest rate avenue. I kind of find out what the customer is trying to accomplish.
I understand. Sounds good.
Marlin's a great company, by the way. we work with Marlin, so you won't hear me say anything bad about them, but our pricing is a little different, and our system, I would say half the deals that we buy are nowhere close to Marlin quality. That's not a rub on Marlin, it's just we buy a lot of good deals, and we also buy a lot of risky deals. We're trying to make the vendors that I work with use me as a source to get their deals done and kind of corral their customer instead of having the customer shop to 10 different people. That's where I've had a lot of success.
Got it. Well, you know what? I was sending off information to my corporate credit department, and they came back and they said that Cardiff is not an FDIC organization, so there was no public information was available.
Yeah, we're not a bank in the sense of we're not a depository-taking institution. I can send you a credit app, with our trade references, but yeah. I don't think in this case we even need it, because what I try to do is, instead of having the lease where you're going to have to go to accounting and have a setup as a customer and have to deal with a resale certificate, and I think that's what the customer initially we talked about was the lease, if he ends up going with us, this is just a finance agreement. The bill to the customer, the ship to the customer, because when you get into this whole lease situation, you get into resale certificates because of taxes.
Oh, yeah, and I know.
It becomes a mess.
Right now, basically, you really don't have anything we need to discuss. It's between you and the customer, and the customer's got to, pay us.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they're borrowing the money from you. They're doing a loan from you.
Correct. About 99% of our business is finance agreements. So as a sales rep, you don't have to be bogged down with paperwork, and I don't have to be bogged down with paperwork of doing change the bill to resale certificates. It's not worth anyone's time.
Yeah.
But I think if you need information on this, I'm more than happy to get it. I just think in this case, you don't even need it because the customer's already set up for terms.
They are already set up. It's just the volume of the size of the order. They weren't going to pay it all out of pocket, so they were looking for a way to...
We can finance it.
They're creative financing with you.
Okay. Cool. Does that answer your questions? Are we gonna? I guess we'll just wait to hear from him.
We're leaving here from right now, and I'm going to move forward to my credit department, and I'll wait to hear back from Roberto.
Cool.
And you guys have to work it out on your end then. So I will, as soon as you have that all done, you guys will let me know, and okay. I will be the one that will be submitting the invoice to you then for the deposit.
Perfect.
All right, cool. Thanks, Ruben. Thanks for getting back to me.
You got it. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye. Sorry about the phone tech.
No worries. Bye.